Okay, welcome everyone. It's a boisterous crowd this morning. So I'm Lars Bilson, the director here at KITP, and I want to just say a few words. Welcome all of you to the KITP.
Just a little bit.
And first off, I want to thank the coordinators of both the program and the conference, but in particular the conference. Goche, raise your hand. Chris Howell is way in the back. Wolfgang is not here, and Ricardo is sitting right in the front row. So let's start by thanking all of them for their efforts at pulling this together. As many of you know, this conference is part of a long program. That's the main focus of KITP, or these 10 to 12 week long programs with 20 or 25 people here. And those programs arise through a process of you, the community, encouraging us and helping us identify both the topics and the leadership of those programs. So I first want to ask, for how many of you is today the first time you've been here at KITP? Raise your hand high. Okay, so this is a high, well, no, they're not raising their hand high. This means high. Okay, there we go. Okay. So the way these programs come about is indeed through proposals from you. And so I would encourage you this week, if you have ideas, I'll be around. Former board members, with Dave Morrison's an old hand at this. Joe Polchinski's here. Joe can describe the process. Jim Hartle can describe it. Steve Giddings can describe it. David Gross will be around. So if you have ideas, we're still welcoming ideas. So right now we're booked out through summer 2019, but we're taking pre-proposals. Actually, this week is the due date for ideas for 2019-2020. So please do find us if you have an idea and speak. And you can also speak, of course, with the coordinators of the program, Gerald Dunn and Ricardo, who've been actively doing this. So they can also tell you how easy it is to run a program. Okay, so onward. So everything here is recorded. And so it is important that not only that the speaker will be microphoned, but also when it comes to question and answers, that Ricardo will also have somebody help him to run around with a microphone so that we can hear the question as well as the answer, so it doesn't sound like Jeopardy. Nobody's awake. Okay. That joke never works. So, yeah, exactly. It's a test. So the time that we leave for discussions is very important, and Ricardo will set a great example of keeping the speaker on time so that there are 15 minutes for discussion. So that is really the hallmark of what we do here, is that opportunity for discussion. So you'll see on the schedule, these talks are all pretty much 30-minute talks with 15 minutes for discussion, and I can guarantee the discussion time will be used, and I can guarantee that Ricardo will ensure that. The talks are also all online, so you should have instructions in your package for how to deliver your talk to our staff so that your PDF also gets there. And of course, we have amazing staff at the KITP, so some of them are sitting here, or standing here. So Claudia, you should thank her right now. She's our main conference organizer. And Craig, who's our main IT guy, who will be here in and out all week, ensuring everything works. So thank you, Craig. Should you need to check whether what the speaker is telling you is true, and you want to go to the internet to try to discover that fact, this is how you do it. So that's the password, and is airport 123456, which I think we've had for 30 years. And so that I would encourage you, only if you really need to check that the speaker is not telling you something that's untrue. During the breaks, it is important you wear your name tags. The breaks and the lunches are all in the courtyard. There is another program here on quantum physics of information. They will think that all that food is for them, and they might even try to sneak in, but we're good at keeping them out. So I would encourage you, please wear your name tags so that our staff know to let you in. Should you get locked out, so tonight there's not a dinner, but Tuesday and Wednesday night there are dinners. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Tuesday, it's weird this time. Tuesday, Wednesday, but should you get locked out, after 5, the doors lock. It's easy to come back in through the courtyard. That back wooden door you'll see is usually open because the caterers are going in and out. But the building does lock at 5. Speaking of dinner, if you plan to bring a partner, family member, spouse, child that we don't know about, please let Claudia know today so that she can add those to the headcount and then collect the fee. So at the end of the day, the shuttle does leave. So many of you got here today, but again, it'll take you back this evening. And for those of you who need a ride to the airport on Thursday, the final day of the conference, or to the Amtrak or wherever, there is a sign-up sheet so our staff can start to coordinate that for you. So that's all I have to say. I'm going to hand this off. I want to get this started, but please also turn off your cell phones. That's a new thing I had to add, apparently. Okay, Ricardo.
Okay, just one quick thing before we start. There's an online survey for the panel discussion on Wednesday, so you probably already got the email for that. If you're registered, please fill it in. So yeah, it's basically 9 o'clock, so we can start. First speaker of the morning, Neil Turok, is going to tell us about semi-classical gravity and quantum decision.
Great.